Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Wiest and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Today we are discussing, is there life on other planets? Are UFOs real? If so, where are they from? Now, what does the Bible say? Now, keep in mind, as Christians, everything we believe must be validated by the Scriptures. Now, in addition, Dr. Chuck Missler is excellent to listen on this topic, to listen to. You know, we know there exists a lot of disinformation around this topic, and yet there are multiple reliable witnesses who have seen UFOs, and they have been plotted on radar.
That's a good point, Bill. And just a couple of sightings, you know, in June 18th, 1997, there was a strange vehicle reported over Arizona. Now, this particular one moved slowly, like 30 miles an hour. But then on also before that, on March 13th that year, you know, there were UFO sightings all over Arizona, multiple sightings. But as we know, the most famous of all UFO sightings was Roswell, New Mexico, on July 4th, 1947. You know, that's when it was reported an object landed, there was wreckage discovered, and then the military, the Army, seals off the entire area and they confiscated all the items. And they made the whole report classified.
That's interesting. You know, in Washington, D.C., there were sightings in July of 1952. Hundreds of sightings occurred in the Washington, D.C. area. According to reports, the blips on the radar were traveling close to 100 miles per hour and could gain speeds up to 7,200 miles per hour. Now, officials said that these sightings were caused by ground lights to bounce from the clouds and give the appearance of lighted objects in the sky. But over the years, there have been thousands of sightings all over the world.
Yes, and what's interesting, Bill, is there's credible witnesses that have seen UFOs. You know, 13 astronauts went on record as witnessing UFOs, including Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and others. And there's over 6,000 professional publications in English that deal with UFOs and 2,200 foreign publications.
Oh, that's interesting.
So there's a lot of people who have written on the topic and, you know, are trying to give credibility to these sightings. And, you know, there's some, of course, like you said, there's disinformation as well.
Right. It takes looking into. But it's interesting, the Pentagon's UFO report is to come out this year. Now, some experts have speculated that the report will probably conclude the sightings are not American technology. Some suspect foreign technology. We'll soon see what their conclusion will be.
Yeah, that will be interesting. You know, but we have to consider, you know, UFOs have been seen by credible witnesses. They're plotted on radar. There's tangible traces found on the ground. Sometimes they're photographed. They travel in excess of 6,000 miles per hour without sonic booms. And they're able to make right-angle turns at over 16,000 miles per hour. And this defies the law of physics. They can also materialize and dematerialize without a trace.
That's interesting.
You know, and there were two of the most respected researchers on this topic were Jacques Vallée and J. Allen Hynek. And these researchers, after extensive study, they came to the conclusion that these things are demonic. Now, that's their term, demonic, and they were not religious people.
I'm sure part of their conclusion was because these they can make right-hand turns in an instant and travel up to 16,000 miles an hour instantly. Like you said, that defies the laws of physics. So a mechanical thing could not do that.
Correct.
Now, there was a survey. A survey shows that nearly half of all Americans believe in aliens. A Huffington Post survey of August the 2nd, 2017 said nearly half of all Americans believe in aliens, and almost as many believe aliens are visiting Earth, according to a new survey. However, less than 20% believe in alien abduction, and a bit less that can claim to have seen a UFO.
That is interesting, but that's a lot of people.
Right.
A lot of Americans. You know, also there was a Gallup article September 6th of 2019, and it made a few interesting points. It said 2/3 in the U.S. say the government knows more than it's saying on UFOs. And 1/3 of Americans think that some UFOs are actually sightings of alien spacecraft. And of course, the third point it says is that residents who reside in the West show the highest belief in UFOs, and probably because most of the sightings have been more in the western part of the states.
Right, right. Now, what does the Bible say? Listen to these two verses, and what does this sound like to you? Perhaps a UFO? It's describing the living creatures in heaven in Ezekiel 1:16. Their appearance of their workings was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Verse 14 says, and the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Verse 17, when they moved, they went toward any one of four directions. They did not turn aside when they went. And then Ezekiel 1:13 says, they were burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps, it went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning. And that sounds like a UFO. Light and lightning traveling quickly like that and so forth. A wheel spinning within a wheel.
That's really great scriptures. You know that, you know, we know that 1/3 of the angels have, you know, they fell from heaven.
Right.
And you know, we know angels or demons could materialize and dematerialize.
Right. They're able to appear in our realm and or disappear. So I believe that's probably what's happening.
Yeah, those are great scriptures for that. You know, Bill, and if we hold to a biblical worldview, we really don't expect alien life to exist. And just a few points to bring out is the Bible tells us the earth was formed to be inhabited, not other planets. You know, and then planets we know were created for signs, seasons, days, and years. Also, of course, the sun to bring light and heat and the moonlight. But this is in Genesis 1:14. And then Jesus came to the earth to save us. He did not come to another planet to save alien beings.
Good point.
And God specifically created life on this planet. You know, God is the creator, and he never mentioned life on any other planet. All through the scripture, God's attention is on the earth and human beings, not on extraterrestrials. And if extraterrestrials were real, you know, ETs would have a sin problem and they would need redemption. But we know that also another point is salvation through Christ is only for the human beings who are all descendants of Adam. And Jesus became the God-man, not the God-alien. He is called the last Adam. So the descendants have to come from man, have to come from Adam. That he redeemed.
Good point.
You know, in Hebrews 10:12 says, Jesus made one sacrifice for sin forever, not over and over on other planets. And lastly, Romans 8:22 says that the whole creation groans because of Adam's sin. The entire universe was affected.
By Adam's sin.
Yes.
Boy, so, those are all really great points.
So those are just some things we have to consider as Christians, as believers, what the Bible says and what the Bible emphasizes.
You know, Isaiah 45:18 says, for thus says the Lord, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it, the earth, to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other. So it's interesting. He formed the earth to be inhabited. Just the earth, not other planets.
Yeah, that's a great verse. And also Psalms 115:16 states that the heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has he given to the children of men. So there's always many scriptures that draw a distinction between the heavens and the earth. And that says the earth he gave to the children of men, not other planets.
That's a really good point. And notice it doesn't say the heavens and other planets. God didn't say that he gave other planets to the children of men, just the earth.
Yeah, I know, it's so good. You know, and very clear too. And when we read, Bill, Genesis chapter 1 of the creation account, you know, it says over and over, everything God created that dwells on the earth, for, you know, it's on the earth, not on other planets.
Right.
Every single thing he made.
That's right.
You know, Deuteronomy 4:32 says, since the day that God created man upon the earth.
So
again,
there's no man on any other planet, just on the earth.
On the earth. And Psalm 65:9 is another example. It's talking about God. The psalmist says, you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it.
So water comes from God on the earth, no place else. You know, there's hundreds of scriptures about God providing for man on the earth or for the earth. The rain, the snow, the grain, the water, etc., light and so forth is all for the earth, for man on the earth.
Yes, and just a reminder to all of us in speaking about the last days, Jesus repeatedly said, take heed, no man deceive you.
That's right. Satan's trying to deceive people. You know, it's interesting how recently the media is reporting on UFOs again. Could it be that when the rapture of the church occurs, the world will report that the Christians have been cleansed from the earth by aliens? Satan has to come up with something deceptive. The stage has been set for decades. What do you believe?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.